It's true. I will start with my presentation about one of the core concepts we had in the Duke project, and that is a quality management system. And I will show you that there are different angles, different perspectives, different stakeholders that can use the quality management to improve the quality and safety, of course, of the healthcare system, and especially the hospitals we were looking at. Maybe in your country as well, you know these kind of headlines, and the European healthcare systems are quite well developed, but despite of that, and they're striving for excellent care for their patients and their citizens, we still have these kind of headlines. And maybe it's because of that we get more motivated, stimulated at least, to even improve the quality and safety of care. And then we are still looking at the best way, the most effective way, how we can do that. And in the Duke project, we tried to develop a little bit more on how quality management system, at least, with the different other concepts and influences, can work on that and in the end make better care for the patients. So I will just talk about the first aim we had, to develop indices for the assessment of organizational quality systems. And you can see indices, it is because we have want to give guidance for CEOs, for professionals, for purchasers, so different stakeholders maybe will need or will choose different assessment instruments. And the focus will be how can we develop and validate it, because of course it has been done before in instruments, but then specific countries, more or less one country, one language, one situation, and we were trying to do it over 7-8 countries with a different contextual visions and pictures we had of quality management. And of course I will show some of the results on how far the participating countries and the hospitals have developed with their systems. So you have seen this model just with Rosa's presentation, and I will focus on the highlighted ones. So two levels, the hospital level with the quality management system, and the pathway departmental quality strategy. We have also a more nearer at the work floor with the professionals. So the umbrella of all the concepts is of course quality management, and in that process, the cyclic process of improvement, you still want to identify, to assess, you want to take action. But with that, we assumed in the Duke project that different people in a hospital, of course, will be responsible. Everyone, in fact, is responsible. Not only that the system has been developed at the CEO level, or just a couple of projects has been developed at the workflow level from professionals. In the end, all the different layers in the organization have to support the actions and have to work together and collaborate. And therefore, we thought that we should measure, of course, the quality management system and the development and all these different levels as well. Just a quick view on how we worked to develop the indices. Of course, there were some kind of instruments before, and we looked into the psychometrics, the validation process, and the reliability of these kind of instruments. We looked for the different domains because we wanted to cover most of them that were important for the different countries. And we selected the questions based on the expert views of Duke, the literature, and what we have heard before. And then with that in mind, we gathered in a different way with surveys and audits, gathered the information. And all the analysis will come back to the different levels I've described. The hospital, the pathway, it's all the way through, and different perspectives. If you assess the quality management in hospitals and the effects maybe on patient care, and sometimes you look more at the whole system, the integration of that, or maybe you want to look at for the compliance of the professionals at department level, or maybe more a focus on the clinical indicators and the clinical quality management. So you have different ways to look at some pieces or more or less on the whole picture. So our central concepts we have defined more or less for us the whole system, or just a part of some compliance, working with the existing guidelines, for example. And then a step further would be the continuous improvement, whether it's the implementation part, really to get sustainable quality improvement. And we are still working on that last part, because we will see that most of the countries, of course, have developed the infrastructure. But the second part of the compliance, and then in the end, the sustainability of the systems to go on and go on, is a difficult part. So we ended up with three indices at hospital level, and they represent what I have mentioned before, the different angles we have looked for. The whole integrated system, we used survey data for that. We asked a quality manager, so you only have the perspective of one involved, of course, an important professional coordinator, but it is only one for the hospital. Then we had the order data that was more looking in depth in the hospitals, if they really had the things in place, if professionals were really compliant with different procedures, and of course the clinical indicators, do they use actually the data to perform and improve. And then a new step compared to earlier project is that specifically the pathway level is in it. And first we wanted to have the same kind of overall quality management index, but we couldn't find that really in the data. So at pathway level, maybe we have more specific paths, procedures for the different conditions. And then we looked at different positions, bundles kind of activities we have at quality management at pathway level. So just to give you an overview, this is the most integrated, the most holistic indices we have developed. It has also different part of the organizational quality in it. Of course, more policy documents, the task of the board, monitoring, assessing, and stimulating people, the training of the core group of the professionals in it, the evidence-based protocols, and the cyclic way of continuously improving with internal quality methods. And more or less, there are more countries in using, evaluating the results they've got from their different registries and the different measurements. So this is the most complex or holistic, you could say, system and indices we have developed and measured over all the different countries. A smaller one, a little bit of an overlap with the earlier one, a smaller range, but then with different data, looking, controlling to some extent if it's really in place, is the compliance index. And it's only focusing on four of the different dimensions we have seen before. And then the clinical quality implementation index, as we called it, because it was focusing on the clinical quality and safety topics really related to patient outcomes. And then you can go really in this for specific indicators, and you can have a look, is there a responsible group, for example? Is there an adopted protocol? Is it all over the hospital or only one department? And does it really measure improvements in a systematic way, or is it just one moment in time to measure and then no other measurement anymore? So these are the different things you can assess and can use later on if the project have ended in a way from your different angles and perspectives you are looking at the hospital. Now I will show you three slides to go to the state of the art very slowly, because to start on the left side, the left column, you can see three of the earlier nine dimensions I have mentioned, just to give you an impression and an example, that all the different dimensions are built up with several items again, and then asking the hospitals, of course, do you have developed it? Do you have it in place, the infrastructure? Do you have implemented, and are the profession compliant in some departments or all the departments? So you can see a range from 1 to 4 then. And then you can see that on the most right column, you can see the mean of the hospitals that have participated. So you can see that, for example, in the first one, the quality policy, that the balanced scorecard is less developed, far less developed than the quality policy, for example. And the standard deviation you can see in the brackets is the differences within the other categories of the hospitals. But more or less you can see for the whole row that these kind of activities are in most of the hospitals in place, but there are still differences within the items, and there are differences within the dimensions. Now on the left side in the column, you can see in the different colors, you can see the nine dimensions to see the whole system in place. And I have highlighted two of them. So for example, you can see that the formal protocols are far more developed in the participating hospitals, then, for example, the analyzing the performance and really giving feedback and investigating the processes. From there you can see that there's a slow development of the system in itself, starting with documents, with policy parts, and going through the whole organization slowly to the bottom to seeing and assess performance processes and feeding them in the end back, of course, to improve further. So we can see that more or less developed dimensions we have, that we can find differences within and between the countries. Some countries have smaller differences, so the hospitals are more alike or more or less have the same kind of activities developed, and others are quite large differences. Some are still at the beginning, the others have quite far developed systems. And within the countries that have participated, we have seen differences as well. So based on that, maybe we can learn from the different countries and within countries, of course, of these differences, how to improve, that the later ones can still improve more from the ones who are more ahead in their system development. And this is the state of the art to some extent based on the different measures we have developed, that you can see in the main part, the upper part, is the hospital level measures, the indices. For most of you, you can see that more than half of all the activities these indexes have built off are developed in the hospitals that have participated. So we could say that maybe we are halfway, or on average, the hospitals are halfway. So there's still maybe a long way to go, but we are still running and getting better and better, I would say. And you can see that at the passment level, there has been developed a lot as well. So you can see sometimes from the bottom, from the professionals, things are starting. They have safety procedures. They assign specialized expertise, for example, for stroke, for AMI. They organize the department in a specific way that you come directly with a stroke patient to a specialized unit. You can go there. You have in time the first treatment for an AMI patient. So professionals at the bottom are developing their own strategies, and this has to connect with the quality management of the whole system at the hospital level. So we looked into the relationships between the hospital and the department level quality systems, because in the end you want to go from the top maybe and from the bottom, connect each other, and there should be a relationship within, in the middle. And here you can see some of the procedures as pathway levels. So I've mentioned before the whole system, all the dimensions. Now here you can see the more specific ones, really the ones at department level. And on the left side, for example, you see the promotion of hand hygiene. This is quite well developed for the different conditions we have investigated, AMI, stroke, the hip fractures, the deliveries. And the percentages you see, for example, the AMI for the hand hygiene, means that 79% of the hospitals have the promotional hand hygiene reminders in the workplace, for example. And below that, you can see the percentages differences in the different hospitals in the countries. That in some countries it's 55%, and others, for example, 100%. So there's different kind of compliance and activities in place. And sometimes there are quite large differences. You can see that, for example, with the last one, the ward staff, if you're looking for hip fractures, and it's on average 23%, that is low. But there are also, in some, there's zero, and in others, there are 75%. So all these differences are interesting. Interesting maybe to explain, to look into the causes of that, but also to learn from each other what have they done to improve that well and to have all these activities in place. This is another way to show it, and maybe to make it more visible to people who are interested in, because the same kind of safety procedures, before I had examples, these are all the procedures we have asked for. And then you can see from the different lines, different developments of the conditions, but even larger is that you can see on the left side, it's nearly not developed. These kind of things don't really exist in the hospitals. And on the right side, or at least at that department that have participated, on the right side you can see that it's quite well developed. So these kind of spider webs can make it quite visible in what has to be done and what are the areas that have been successful in the past. And of course you can compare, and we will show this afternoon that there will be some methods available for the participating hospital to compare themselves with the other participants. So then we thought, we have seen it's a whole framework Rosa has presented, that we expected that from outside there could be some pressure in different countries, of course, on the hospitals to develop the quality management system. And there can be, of course, different kind of pressures. It could be more mandatory parts, more national-level parts. It could be from peers, for example. You want to be the same as the other peers in your country, or maybe from patients or competition or market situation. So we try to investigate a bit what the pressure can do with the implementation of quality management system. But we found slightly positive but uncertain relations until now with a perceived external pressure at least, and with the quality orientation of the board. So we have to look more into this kind of thing, because we expect, of course, some influence, but we're not sure about how we can really influence this, or what we will find more in the data. And we have not yet really analyzed the relation between accreditation, so the external assessment you have in different countries on the implementation of the systems. So to summarize and conclude the first findings you have seen from one of the core concepts, the quality management system, is that it was possible for all the different countries, and there are quite remarkable differences in culture and development, of course, to develop the indices to assess the quality management system. And you could say that more than half of the activities we would expect are in place on average in these countries. But we have also seen that there are larger differences. And these indices, we think, can be used by CEOs, by the professionals, by the purchasers, really to assess the developmental stage and to guide them and help them to develop the parts that have not been developed yet. And then you can choose, of course, you will assess a whole range of activities. Then you would look for the integratedness of the system. If you only want to focus on the compliance, more or less, then you could have a smaller range maybe, choose another method, for example, the audit. Or you could focus on sustainability of quality improvements, more in the clinical area. So it depends on what you are looking for, what's the background, what the situation is. So we have for different stakeholders, different indices and focuses. I've just mentioned it before, we have the differences between the participating countries. We won't mention specific countries in our presentations now, because it was not designed, not the aim of our project. But we see differences, so in the next project or in the near future, it would be relevant or interesting to see where the differences are, what's the difference, and how we can explore more or less the causes of these differences. And we could find and see that at hospital level, the quality management system development is associated with the department level. So that is a nice line in focus and policy, you could say, that focusing and developing at hospital level, going to the department in the end, and later on in the presentation, you will get more results in relation to outcomes, patient-related outcomes. So there we could see the direction of from the top, from the system to the department and then to the outcomes. And it is important to see that there is this kind of association. So it's worth the effort to focus on quality management systems, but also includes the department level. That would be one of the main messages as well, to get and improve the outcomes. Thank you very much for your attention.